Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we answer the age-old question.
What position do you play if you're too big to be a goon?
Goalie! Okay, Patrick, we've determined that this is the month of September.
Yeah, right? It is September.
It's hard for me to keep track.
It is. Me too. Yeah.
It's the month of September. And you remember way back in, what was it, like June or July, mm-hmm. when the Washington Capitals...
when we won the cup. When we lifted the
Stanley Cup. Yeah,
yeah,
that
was
amazing. Cup.
Yeah, that was really a good day.
And Alex Ovechkin said something like... We suck no more or something like that. Right?
He stayed drunk for 5 days.
Yes, at least 5 weeks perhaps.
Yeah. He had the Stanley Cup inside of a Harris Teeter grocery store. That's how drunk he was.
So remember that? That was exciting.
Oh,
wasn't
that was
it?
Incredible.
Thrilling times in
our
the district.
Our town got a taste of championship fever, which we don't usually get.
No, not since, a long time. Not since the United.
That's right.
And the Castles.
That's right. The Castles, man, they were dominant.
They went like every year, I think.
Oh, my God. They went like 17 Whatever years in a row. Is. Yeah, but... You're right, 2004. D.C.
That's it. D.C. United are champions again for the fourth time.
And they're doing very well.
Yeah, we're on a streak.
Coming on.
Hot streak right now.
This year, mm-hmm. yeah. And the Mystics also are doing pretty
That's
well right.
right
now, too. So
the Mystics fever. You look like you have a touch of the Mystics fever.
Yeah, well, I've had it before. I got some... I thought, you know, the vaccines took care of it, but no, it's back. Mystics fever. Anyway, going back to the Capitals.
Right.
Capitals won. We were all excited
Ice
around
hockey.
Here. You know, hockey's not really my thing, but I got swept up in it. It was mm-hmm. it was very exciting. And now that the next season's about to start, because
yeah.
it's like 9 months out of the year,
right.
we thought we'd get back to hockey songs. So after the Capitals won, we did an episode on hockey songs.
Great response from our listeners.
And listeners sent in a bunch of suggestions.
Wow, so great.
I had no idea all these songs existed.
Yeah.
And then, of course, after that, then people send more suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
So we should get into those. And one... I think we determined last time we had an email from this gentleman that his name is pronounced Chell.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Chell Arne Sandvik
mm-hmm.
from Norway.
Yeah, that's right.
Chell writes, regarding the hockey song episode, you forgot to mention that the band Hansen Brothers is a project of the more famous Canadian band, No Means No.
No Means No. Yeah.
You know No Means No?
Yeah, yeah, I do. They I were don't. On Alternative Tentacles, the Dead Kennedys label.
Oh.
Yeah, and great punk band. Yeah.
Okay. Hansen Brothers was the perfect mix of Ramones and hockey. I think we talked about that
yeah,
a little
did.
Bit.
Yeah.
And then he says, and of course, Johnny Hansen, a.k.a. John Wright, is a known beer maker.
Not to me.
I didn't know that, of
no.
course. On the live CD, It's a Living is a documentary on how to make your own beer. So there you go. He says, actually, it's a dual disc, not a compact disc. What does that mean? Oh, I guess it's a CD and a DVD.
Oh, yeah,
I
probably.
I think is what it was.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Dual disc. Yep.
Yeah. And then he says, and of course, Johnny Hansen has his own beer.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Mm-hmm. That's very interesting. Now, I'd like to drop one nugget of history on everyone, Jim. I'm an avid reader, as our listeners know, and I like to read on my Kindle because I sleep probably 2 to 3 hours a night total, a week or a night, a day, a week, a day. But every month, if you're a Kindle user and you have Prime, they give you a free book
yeah.
in one of each category. You can have like history, nonfiction, blah, blah, blah. So I downloaded a book on the history of Anheuser-Busch. And I'll tell you what's so fascinating. During Prohibition, do you know how Anheuser-Busch survived and kept their company alive? They sold supplies to home beer makers. They sold yeast and all the supplies you need and barley and grain to people that were brewing in their garage because beer was illegal.
Ah.
And they just, that's when the home brew movement really started in America. And Budweiser was smart. They used their delivery mechanisms to take it to people and they sold it to them.
So it was legal to purchase the ingredients.
That's right.
But not the finished product.
That's right.
And you could make it yourself.
That's right. So people were brewing it up in their own homes, in their backyards, in their garages. In the Prohibition era. Isn't that interesting?
It is interesting.
Yeah. Little nugget of history
now,
about beer.
Now, some brewers, Yingling, I think, is one, and I know Stroh's was another one, and so on.
Stroh's was real big, too.
They switched over to making ice cream.
They did.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that's what they decided
There's
to do.
There's something similar.
They had the factory and the facilities, yeah, and it wasn't that big of a stretch.
There's something similar in the process of beer making
yeah.
and ice cream making
I know.
That you could do that.
Yeah. And back then, it was Miller, Stroh's, Pabst was the other one. And then later, Coors, you know, in the 50s started coming on in the West. But, you know,
yeah.
Anheuser-Busch maintained.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. Little nugget of history for you folks.
Well, there you go. And I think a lot of hockey fans probably enjoy a beer.
Yeah. Occasionally. Time to
time. Yes. All right. And so that, there you go. That was that one. And
nice.
Then, okay, so now I got a couple of songs to play, more suggestions of hockey songs. This one was a tweet from Darkroom.
Mm-hmm.
The listener suggests a song by a band called Adam and His Package. Adam, A-T-O-M, and His Package. And the song is called Goalie, and it's not on... at least on Spotify, maybe mm-hmm. other streaming services, but it is on YouTube. So I'm going to switch over to the YouTube and we'll hear a little bit of that.
Okay, here's what we're doing here. We're going to integrate two very important things, and those are intelligence and sports. In hockey, you must score a goal, which one cannot do if between me and the net there's no goal. Most goalies are quick, react the drop of a hat, but I don't need to be quick when I got so much fat. What do you do with the 15 on treadmill? You play goalie. What do you do with your 15 on treadmill? You play goalie. You can try the wrist shot, slap shot, there's no getting through. I told you 10 times, you cannot fake out blubber, dude. I won't get tired, cause I'll just lie on my side, so the other teams won't copy. I'll be signed at the dead.
All right, you get the idea there.
I gotta say, I thought the keyboards are mixed a little high on that song, like just a tiny bit.
A little high, unless it's supposed to evoke sort of the organ in the
maybe.
Stadium
mm-hmm.
or something like
yeah,
that. I don't know.
Could have used a little more balance in the mix, but yeah. It's a thing. You know, the goal is very small
that's
in
right.
hockey. Yeah. So if you get a large person to cover it, there's no way through.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There it
go.
Is.
All right.
Touches on discrimination.
It does. All right. And then one more here.
Okay.
Okay. So this was a tweet from Lost Romance at Lost Romance Rock. The listener says, you forgot about 50 Mission Cap by the Tragically Hip.
Right.
All about Maple Leafs, Bill Barrelco? Mm-hmm. Barrelco? How do you say that? Do you know?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Mm-hmm. I'm not that much
this is
a hockey historian.
Exoteria.
But, well, all I got to say is I think this song was suggested by listeners when we did the last episode.
Oh, was it? Okay.
But we ended up playing Fireworks.
Oh, that's right.
By Tragically
oh,
Hip.
Yeah, yeah.
And we didn't want to do more than
right.
one
oh,
song.
Okay.
But apparently,
mm-hmm.
you know, hockey comes up from time to time in the Tragically Hip's
hip.
Music.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. I can understand that. Yeah. And is there a sport that has lent itself to more specific, you know, individual sort of tales? Like it's, you know, about the goalie and, you know, about this guy from like the old days and he had a limp and he, you know.
Well, it's funny because we
incredible.
We found that with the last
yeah.
episode.
All these
that,
like ballad of, you know, these kind of obscure hockey guys. It's so cool.
Barrelco.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to be upset if I'm not pronouncing this right.
They played for the Maple Leafs. We know that.
Yeah,
Toronto
so
Maple Leafs.
Was of Ukrainian
yeah.
descent. Mm-hmm. I'm looking here.
Pronunciation.
He
if
played
knows,
back
calls.
In the 40s.
Of course he did.
Yeah, 47
without a mask.
For the Maple Leafs. And then he, five seasons. And then in 1951, he died.
Gosh.
On a flight aboard a float plane, Northern Quebec, for a weekend fishing trip.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
That's harsh.
What does this have to do with 50 Mission Cap? Let's see here. 1992 song, 50 Mission Cap by Tragically Hip, is about his death and the Leafs' subsequent Stanley Cup drought.
Oh, okay. 50 years before they won it.
The song has been credited as single-handedly reviving his fame and after he had lapsed into semi-obscurity.
Mm.
Okay, so our intern, Matt.
Yes.
He put a note here with this tweet.
Beautiful.
And Matt says that 50 Mission Cap is named after the hats that World War II pilots would earn after flying 50 missions.
Oh, okay. So there must be something about...
Somehow this all ties together.
Yeah, but we're not sure.
I'm not sure, so why don't we hear a little bit of it? Yeah, so the Maple Leafs have a rough history.
Yeah, they do.
In hockey.
They really do.
And, you know, it's for the outside observer, it's unexpected. You would think Toronto would have a powerhouse of a team, but they don't.
Yeah, no, they don't. It would seem to be a place where you'd be pretty successful.
Yeah.
Now, I will say this, Jim, to connect the Capitals and the hockey and Gord Downie and the hip and all that stuff. I don't know if you know this, Braden Holtby... The goalie for the Capitals,
Holtby.
Canadian.
Yep.
And he auctioned off a signed mask of his after Gord passed to raise funds for, you know, kind of his foundation and everything. So it was kind of a cool...
I did not know that.
Yeah, acknowledgement of, like, he liked the hip.
Oh, right? Okay.
And I was trying to find that because I knew he had done something with the Tragically Hip and I couldn't remember what it was.
Oh, that's very cool.
All right. He grew up apparently listening to the Tragically Hip a lot as a kid. So he was into indie rock down there and... from Saskatchewan.
Here's what I would like to do now that it is summer slash fall.
Yeah. We're getting into fall.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned any other sport have like good songs.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So here you go, listeners.
This is your chance.
We want songs about other sports than hockey.
Mm-hmm.
And like good ones.
Good ones.
Like good ones.
Yeah.
Not just like
hokey. Hockey songs were amazing.
Yeah. The hockey songs were great.
Right.
We love the hockey songs. We want like really good stuff. Not, you know, hokey, weird, you know, goofy little things, right?
Bullets Fever's okay, but
yeah,
we're talking about something else.
I like Bullets Fever, but it's, you know,
but these are songs that were written within the band's canon and not specifically because they were jumping on the bandwagon or something like that, right?
That's right,
yeah,
not in fan service,
right? They just wrote about it because it mattered to them,
right?
Those are the songs we want to find.
And I think the thing about hockey that, and we discussed this before, so ingrained in sort of the culture of Canada that, like you said, it's like the ballad of the legend of whatever. Like, it's like this feeling of like,
and it's made with this sad, like eerie music. Like these, it means so much.
These people's stories are worthy of passing down through the generations, right?
Yeah.
They're heroes.
Right.
And, you know, so what's the equivalent of that? Does that exist in football, basketball, baseball, sumo wrestling, anything? You know, what do you got?
Let us know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. World team tennis.
The ballad of the Washington Castles. All right. So let's get on that. We want your suggestions.
Come on, people.
Give us enough for a whole week.
Yeah. That's all we want.
All right. Let's get out of here. More fan mail tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Oh, tomorrow. You another fun episode with listener suggestions of songs you're going to want to hear. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And send those suggestions to rock@suburbspod.com. Mm-hmm. Call
612-440-1984.
Or find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Suburbs Pod.
Do that.
And with that, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Backfield in motion, yeah. I'm gonna have to penalize you. Yeah. Backfield in motion, baby. You know that's against the rules. Offside and holding, yeah. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, baby.
Barrel Co.